Welcome to Becoming Like Jesus, a podcast from Pure Heart Church. My name is Chantel Hinnan, and I'm here today with another one of our daily devotions. You know, this week is Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter and Resurrection Sunday, and it's a beautiful week in our church tradition to celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus, and that's usually where we spend the bulk of our time, is on Good Friday when Jesus was crucified and died, and on Sunday when Jesus rose again from the dead. And those things are beautiful and amazing and important things for us to celebrate. And I'm so excited to do that this week, even though it looks different than usual. But what I want to share about today and what I want us to think about and kind of sit in today is this idea that there is time and there is space in between Jesus's death on the cross on Friday and his resurrection on Sunday. And I think about the disciples during that time, how they must have felt. They had just lost their friends, so I'm sure they felt deep sadness, some of them frustrated and disappointed and angry and confused. See, the disciples anticipated that the Messiah, all of the Jews at the time anticipated that the Messiah, the Christ that was promised by the prophets, was going to come, and he was going to be this savior king, this person that was going to come and save the Jewish people from Roman rule. They were being ruled by the Roman Empire at that time, and they thought the king that was coming was going to overthrow Roman rule and lead the Jewish people into a time of prosperity as a nation. And so when Jesus came on the scene and he ends up dying on a cross, his disciples who thought of him as the Messiah are probably really confused. Even though Jesus predicted that this would happen, they're frustrated, they're disappointed, they're probably confused and not knowing what to do. And we see this in the scriptures. We don't have a lot listed there of what's recorded in that time frame, but two things that stick out to me that we do know. The first is just as Jesus, right before he dies, as he's going to the cross, Peter realizes that he denied Jesus, just like Jesus had said he would. And it says that Peter wept bitterly. So we know that Peter is deeply grieved by the pain that he's caused by denying his Savior, and that now his Savior is going to die on a cross, and that he doesn't get to make things right. So we know that he felt deep grief, and he wept bitterly, it says. And then the second thing that we know for sure is in that time, some of the disciples decided to go back to fishing, which is kind of a random thing that we see, but I find it interesting and it's unique, because to be a disciple, to follow somebody and to be an apprentice of someone like the disciples were to Jesus in that time was to kind of throw off your old life and to embrace. You would find a teacher and you would grow in their, kind of follow them in their ways, and then you would become a rabbi, you'd become a teacher, you would take on their yoke or their set of teachings during that time, and you would live a lifestyle and according to what they did. And so it's really interesting, instead of kind of doing that or spending time grieving, it looks like a handful of disciples, we know the day that Jesus came back, he met them on the shore and they were out in a boat fishing. And I think that's interesting because many of us deal with grief and loss. A part of that process for many, many people, not everyone, but a part of that process is denial. And I wonder if part of this process for them was them saying, well, I just don't know what else I'm going to do. I guess I'll just go back to what I've always done. And so today I want to talk a little bit about this idea of grief. There is an author named Peter Scazzaro, and he writes a lot about this idea of emotionally healthy spirituality. He talks about growing with Jesus and how it is connected to growing in our emotional health, and how we cannot be spiritually mature without also being emotionally mature and in touch with what's going on with ourselves. And so one of the things he writes about extensively is this idea of grief and loss. And he talks about biblical grief and loss. And note that I said biblical there. He gives us an outline for how over and over again in the Bible, we are shown a model of grief and loss and learning to lament and to feel the weight of our human emotions. If you look at the Psalms, 2/3 of the Psalms are filled with David and some other authors as well, lamenting 2/3 of the whole book of Psalms. We have a whole book in the Old Testament called Lamentations that is about lament. We see so many of the prophets and people like the story of Job. There is lament all throughout the Bible. And even Jesus shows us that he wept multiple times in the scriptures and that he even said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? So we have this model, and we even see it as we go to the disciples of Peter weeping after Jesus shows him that he had, in fact denied him. And so we have this model. And what Pete Scazzaro points out and reminds us of is often in our church culture at this point in history, and even in our culture at large, that those emotions of sadness and grief and frustration and anger are often really looked down upon, that we are often told to stuff those emotions, especially in the church culture, and to embrace this idea that God is good all the time, and that that somehow solves all of the feelings and the human emotions and the pain that we're feeling. But what Scazzaro reminds us of, and what the scriptures remind us of, is that it's actually that we have God-given emotions, and that those emotions of fear and pain and frustration and loss and grief are all ways that we actually can meet with Jesus. And what do I mean by that? So Scazzaro outlines three stages of what he calls biblical grieving. And the first is just to acknowledge grief, just to acknowledge that you are experiencing pain, sadness, frustration, whatever emotion might come with your experience of grief. Often we go through a whole range of emotions. So we might feel angry for a season. We might feel sad for a season. We might experience a season of denial, a season of acceptance. All of those things are parts of the grieving process, but the first is just to be okay with feeling those feelings. And then the second step that he says, which I find really interesting, is to wait in the confusing in between. And I think it just seems like, as a collective people right now, we are kind of in a confusing in between. And I think that if you look at this story of Jesus dying on Friday and coming back and resurrecting 3 days later, that time in between probably felt a lot like a really confusing waiting season for the disciples. But the beautiful thing about waiting is we're not good at it, first of all, as Americans. My tendency is to jump to the next thing. Especially if I'm feeling pain or sadness, it's to minimize that and to jump and move past it as quickly as possible. But what we're reminded of in scripture and what we're invited into in this confusing in between is to acknowledge our emotions. And in order to acknowledge them, as we begin to acknowledge them, we have to begin to sit in them and let them be there. But then we have this moment in the confusing in between to invite God into those places. Psalm 37:7 says this, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." And that's such a difficult thing to do, especially when we're feeling emotions that we don't love. But it's often the case that I often go to God and I say, God, would you, I'm sad about that. I'm frustrated about that. Will you fix it? But what he's longing for and what he's inviting me into is actually to sit in it with him and to invite him into that space. And it's there that he begins to restore and be with me. But God is much more concerned than being with us, than for what he can do for us. And so there's an invitation in this season of the waiting and the weird, confusing in between, where we are invited to be in the presence of God. And then what Scazzaro says is the third phase of biblical grieving is the idea to let the old birth the new. John 12:24 says this, "I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." And Scazzaro writes this, "Remember, resurrection comes only out of death, real death. Our losses are real, very real. But as we pay attention and wait on God in our losses and grief, no matter how long it takes, God over time births resurrection. Our God is alive, and if we follow the biblical process of grief, always, there is resurrection of some sort over time. And so my invitation to you, knowing that resurrection is coming in this season, knowing that Easter is coming, and in our resurrection in this grieving season for us might not be this weekend, but knowing that God is doing something, could we wait in the confusing in between? Could we invite God into that space? Would we begin to just be honest about what we're feeling and invite God to be with us in the confusing in between? While we hold to the hope and the knowledge that resurrection is coming.